يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. This is our third class concerning Tafsir Surat Abasa. Surat Abasa, Surah number 80, which means He found. And this is, as we stated before, is a Meccan Surah. And inshallah, before we start our Tafsir today, we going to recite the verses that we had before. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى. As the admonishment and the admonition that been given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the end of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him in verse number 11, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةٌ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةٌ, which means nay, indeed it is an admonishment or admonition. Kalla is a term which means do not. When somebody saying something that you shouldn't be done or shouldn't be say, and you tell him the word kalla, that means you are warning the person or you telling him to stop. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us as the directed verse to the Prophet before us, nay, don't do like this again. Don't turn away from the poor people, especially those who come in searching for guidance. Kalla, nay, don't give your attention to those kuffar while some Muslim standing there waiting for you to teach him and advise him. Innaha, innaha, inna is a article to say indeed. Ha is a pronoun, means it. Innaha, indeed it is. What it is, a tazkira, admonition, tazkira. We only giving you a admonishment. We give you citation or a warning. Okay? We are not going to fine you. We are not going to punish you. But we telling you, pay attention. This shouldn't be done, neither is supposed to be repeated again. Kalla innaha tazkira. For what purpose? فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. فَمَنْ. Man means what? Man. And I hope that you remember. Say. Don't say it wrong. Who? Yes, good, close enough. Man, so famine, so whosoever, then whosoever. So when somebody knocking in your door, you say what? Man. Alright, Arif, how are you? Good. Arif, inta Arif? You mean you know? Okay, alhamdulillah. إنها تذكرة فمن شاء شاء من المشيئة means to will. Okay, to will. You have a willing to do something. Are you willing to do this? Are you ready to do this? Do you want to do this? So whosoever won't take admonishment and a reminder, learn a lesson, فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ, that whosoever among you, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, those after you, who among you, Muslims, non-Muslims, we only sending this to be a reminder, to be admonition. So whosoever want to benefit out of this reminder, let him do so. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. شَاءَ will, if you will. Exactly, and this is what we're going to come about it. Do we have a choice? Of course. But do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know what we're going to choose? Of course. Is it written before we come to this life? Of course. You see, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ability to choose. Okay, as example, did you come here today in your own, I'm not talking about your wife insisted that you have to take care, but did you come here in your own or somebody put handcuffs and put you in a car and throw you inside the mosque and now you find yourself here? You came in your own, is it? Is it?
Yes.
So that means you have a will. Okay, after this, can you understand? Arif said, say, there, let's go, it's from Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, so, let me think about it, you understand? But can Arif, as example, force you, put a gun in your head and make you take him to the Dunkin' Donuts? But after this, say, yeah, I think I have the time, let's go. You see? So you have your own will about everything. You make a choice. But do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know our choices before it takes place? Of course. And this is shows you the greatness of Allah. He created us, He knows about us, and everything is going to be done by us is already been written even before you come to this life, from A to Z. You see? And this is the reason that He is Allah. That He is the only one worthy of our devotion. He's not a God who knows what after you do it, He will know what you did. You see? But you know, even before your existence was going to happen. So Allah said here, I give you Quran, guys. I'm telling you what you did is not right. So don't do it again. And we're giving you a reminder here, okay? So now if you want to continue with the same behavior, or you want to, but will Allah appreciate if we do the same behavior? Continue ignoring people coming asking for guidance? Will Allah appreciate this? No. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't command bad things. But Allah knows about who's going to do the bad things. Okay? Allah knows. But when you go to read the Quran, you don't find Quran say to you, go steal. Is it? Quran doesn't tell you you go steal. But Allah knows that so and so will steal. So the tazkira and the reminder is for us to choose. So we have a choice. Otherwise, why Allah punishing us if we don't have a choice? Why Allah going to punish us when we do something wrong if we do not have a choice? And also, we have to understand the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is. رفع القلم عن ثلاث. That the pen be lifted from three persons, i.e. are exempt, that they are not punished if they do something wrong. So if a person, as example, some person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his mind away, okay, in his sanity, and this person did something wrong, Allah doesn't make the injury record against him, neither Allah punish it, because Allah took away the gift of the intellectual. A person overslept, didn't wake up, and when he wake up, oh Allah, what happened? It's Maghrib. So what? See, I didn't make Asr, but you were sleeping. You are not having control over yourself. You were so tired that you went to sleep, you have the intention to wake up in time to make salah, when you woke up with sunset. Now, are you a sinner? According to Islam, no, the pain been lifted from you. That means the angels did not record against you, he didn't pray us. He is a sinner. You are exempt until you woke up now. So when you wake up, and now your mind, your senses, and now you remember, now you're supposed to go ahead and do it. You see? And also, we also exempt a child until reach the age of puberty. Why? Because children may know things, but still the children, they are not really that capable to make decisions and say this is right, this is wrong. They may have some information. We train them, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make them to be punished for acts that they miss unless they reach that age of puberty. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَمَنْ شَاءَ, whosoever wants.
فَمَنْ
شَاءَ to the yeah. Exactly. That's what we're saying, that a person doesn't, he have his own will, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also have his own will, and our will match the will of Allah. But does Allah force you to do something wrong? Of course not. But does Allah know that you going to do something wrong? Of course. You see, is it written in the book? Is it written in the book before you come? Okay. So when a person walk to the nightclub and take this stuff and drink it, somebody put gun in his head, or he walk with his own self. Same thing, the person who walked to the mosque, he came to the mosque in his own will, or somebody put a gun in his head. You see? But does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about both of them? This one who went to the mosque, and this one went with his own free will, and this one went in his own free will. This term Musayyar and Mukhayyar, this is an invented term. We don't want to use this term. That you, Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ, who gave you a will. So when you say that Musayyar and Mukhayyar, this is terminology that been utilized later on, but this is not, you understand, that what we say is neither nor. Simple like this. Allah knows what you're going to do. And Allah give you your own will. Okay, now when you ask me this question, you did it in your own will, or somebody sitting to your right or to your left, okay, impose in you and scare you and tell you, you better ask the Sheikh the question. So you did it in your own. You see, so that means you have a will. Do you deny this? So, you see, subhanAllah. You see? You can close your mouth not to talk when you want, and you can open your mouth and start talk, and you make this decision, you see, and you talk when you want to talk. You see, like Maqsood, now when he's quiet, is he somebody forced him to be quiet? If he wants to ask a question now and decide I want to talk, he's going to talk. You see, so we can see, but in the same time we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything that we're going to do. Okay? It's not new to Allah. Yes, He wrote it. Yes, He decreed it. But in the same time, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرَ فَأَمْسِكُوا, because you can get lost in this thing. إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرَ فَأَمْسِكُوا. Don't go on too much questions and things like this when predestination and fate and the qadr is mentioned, because it can be a cause for you to get confused, because it's something like it's not that easy to understand, if you can understand it. But basically understand, let me say this, I have $10, alright, do I have the choice to spend this $10 the way I want? It's my own $10. Can I buy $5 from Food Line, another $5 I keep it in my bucket? Can I? Why are you thinking, Sabiqo?
I'm thinking
of the first question. No, don't. You better answer. Don't be scared. Do I have the right? It's my own $10. What about if I decide not to go to Food Line? I'm going to put the whole $10 in the charity box. Do I have the choice to do this or not? So any person who owns something, he has the choice to dispense it in whatever manner he wants. It's yours, is it? You still understand? Be careful to answer the question. I'm not going to trick you. Don't be scared. You're all the car that's sitting in the backyard. You have the choice to give it to the imam as a gift or not. And you have the choice to go sell it, is it? And you can leave it for another 10, 15 years in the garage until it became antique. Do you have this a choice?
Yes.
You sure? No, I'm not talking about what is written, what's not written. I'm talking about this water here. I have it in my own hand. I can drink, I can pour it, okay, I can wash my face with it, okay, I can do whatever I want. It's my water, alright? You could not tell me what to do with what I own. I'm not asking about Allah now or about the permission. I'm not talking about anything of this, okay? Yes, okay, thank you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king. Allah is the creator, is it? Tell me what in the dunya doesn't belong to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Include the human beings, the jinns, the angels, Jannah, Nar, hellfire, paradise, is it? So if Allah chooses to put all of us in hellfire, are we part of His kingdom or not? If Allah to choose to take all of us, but all of us in Jannah, can somebody tell Allah what to do? So same thing like your $10, you can do whatever you want with your what you own. Allah has the right to do whatever He wants. So if Allah choose to put all of us in hellfire, so who you are to question Allah? In my own factory, in my own shop, I hire a person. Listen, I'm paying you $8 an hour. All what I want you to sit in this chair and this is another person, as soon as he enter from the door, I say, you could not sit even for 1 second. Clean up, go upstairs, go downstairs, cut the grass, do this, do this. It's my office, okay? Nobody can control you why he's sitting there and why I'm working. Oh, you don't like it, get out. It's my office, I'm hiring you. So what we're saying, we instead of getting into this debate and let the shaitan blame with us, the bottom line, Allah is the king. Allah is the creator. Everything belongs to Allah. Whatever Allah wants to do with His kingdom, this is His business. He can complain from now until tomorrow. What you can do? Your complaint is not going to do anything. Allah has the right to do in Malik, Maliki Yawm al-Din. So He's Malik, He's the owner. He has a full control. So this is His business. Allah gave you all the choices. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the reason He found some Muslims and some kafir. So if Allah is forcing us, okay, but He ordered us and He will love us to be Muslims. But is all the people Muslims? Okay. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah was able to make وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. If Allah wants, He will guide all of you, make all of you Muslims. But He left it up to your choice. You want to be Muslim, be Muslim. You want to be kafir, be kafir. But remember, I'm telling you, when I send the messenger, when I give you the book, that you're going to be rewarded according what are you doing. You be a Muslim, this is what you're getting. You be kafir, this is what you get. You see? So the best and the most beautiful thing and the safe way, that when the qadr, when the predestinate come, this subject, don't go in too much questions, because you're going to be going in a circle and you'll be confused. Basically, submit and keep asking Allah to give you a good ending, make you a good Muslim, make you die in Islam, and this is the best that you can do. But if Allah, so why Allah, and if also, but you're never going to finish. You see? And the shaitan will start to work on the person. So Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ whosoever among you will. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ whosoever will remember. ذَكَرَ to remember. Okay? ذَكَرَ I give you the admonishment and send you the Quran. Whosoever want to remember, to learn, to study, to act accordingly, let him do it. Okay? في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة. This Quran, Allah is saying, في صحف مكرمة scriptures records what kind of racket? He said, مُقَرَّمَة honored, well respected marfu'atin, exalted, high position. What else? Mutahhara, purified from tahara. Bi'aydi safara, in the hands of angels. Bi'aydi safara. What kind of safara? Bi'aydi safara kiramin barara, honorable safara, those who carry a message between the agent and the source. Like carry a delegation. Like Safir, Ambassador, the description of those angels who carry this racket, they are kiram, honorable and obedient, barara, pious. Okay, back again, general meaning, verse number 11, nay, don't do like this again, indeed it is an admonition. So whosoever wills, let him pay attention to it. It is in record held greatly in honor, exalted in dignity, profiled in the hands of scribes, angels, honorable and obedient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is talking about the Lawh al-Mahfuz, the original of this Quran. Okay? The original of the Quran. The Suhuf, yes ma'am. No, bi'aydi is the ba' is article which means with. Aydi means hand. I.e. in hands, safara, which are the angels. Yes, this is not the name of the angels, but this is a sum of the word. You got it? Bi'aydi safara kiramin barara. So this Quran, the originality, which what we call al-lawh al-mahfuz, the protected tablet, which not touched by the kuffar, the impure, the jinn, is only touched by the angels, the pure one, the obedient one, suhuf mukarrama, because it is marfu'a المطهره وال انر exalted. Okay, and this also which it comes with another support to let you know that it is permissible to touch the Quran even if you don't have wudu. Okay, because here it's saying مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة, because it's the لوح المحفوظ that none can touch it except the pure one, the only the pure one which are the angels, they are pure from all kind of wrong things, from filth, impurity, dirtiness, from shirk, from disobedience, ma'asiyah and sin, because the angels, they did not disobey Allah. They totally away from this. So they totally clean and pure. So Allah is talking about non-touched except the pure one, which some of the scholars understood to be the Quran, which in our hands. This is the difference of opinion. So we say it is recommended when you touch the Quran to be in wudu, but it's not haram, because we believe strongly that what being meant Allah al-Mahfuz, and here what where Allah is talking about Allah al-Mahfuz, not those who handle it, those who touch it are what the safara, the kiram, the barara. Okay, this what is talking about. He say فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ, whosoever want to remember it. And after this he says that it is in record في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة exalted, the original of the Quran, because this Quran before it comes to us was in the لوح المحفوظ, and it came after this to the lowest heaven, and after this from the lowest heaven came to the earth according occasions, munasabat. And when somebody come to ask the question, now the answer will come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we talking here about al-lawh al-mahfuz. Yes. Is part of Allah al-Mahfuz, because as we understand that the words of Allah is beyond the Quran, the Torah, the Injil, the Quran, all the things are from the words of Allah. So the words of Allah is not over the verses. Kalla, say it. Kalla. إنها تذكرة كلا إنها تذكرة Again, reminder especially for those on the internet, we are on surah number 80 verse number 11, chapter 80 verse 11. كلا إنها تذكرة 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 كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره ذكره فمن شاء ذكره فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة أجين كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة Okay, inshallah, we'll continue for verse number 17. قتل الإنسان ما أكثر قتل To be cursed, actually, from qital and qutila mean be killed. Qatl, qutila, be killed. Al insan, mankind. And in this verse, it referring to the kuffar. But al-insan, mankind, in general, okay? General means what? Mankind. Ma means what? Akthara. Make him a ungrateful. And akthara from kufr. What caused him to be a kafir, ungrateful. Men from أي any شيء thing خلق from the verb خلق mean to say it and get a dollar you see it's low you made her miss her dollar خلق means to create خلقه means created him من أي شيء خلق from whatever thing did he create him من from نطفة سيمن خلق he created him فاذن قدر set him in due proportion proportion not propagation proportion thank you proportion certain measurements which fits what's supposed to be used for proportion ثم ذن السبيل the way ذن السبيل the way يسر made it easy on him again verse number 17 قتل he may be destroyed الإنسان mankind ما what أكفر cause him to go and disbelieve من from أي what or any or شيء thing a thing خلقه created him من from نطفة السيمن خلق created him فقدر created him in due okay as example your hands to pick up with it so he to pick up things with it so he made the hand although that you have the arm okay but the hand is for certain things and look how the fingers each one to do a certain thing because you're going to pick up or you can write with it so he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to fit what he had created it for so like designing something to fit what is supposed to be serving this is what it's supposed to be so how you say this in English proportion
I think yes
Okay, but we sometimes we try to put it in one word. Yeah, to fit what being designed for. As example, the birds, they need to take in the ground and take things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their beak and the stem to be stronger, okay? Not like our lips, as example, okay? But you found that the front of their mouth is different from our mouth, you see? Why? Because the way how they're going to eat and even search for the food, it requires something like a hook, it requires to be stronger, okay? So how Allah created everything in a man or other than man to fit what it's supposed to do. It's not too big, it's not too small, okay? And the ear, as example, if the, Allah put the eye on top of the head. So every time you understand you want to look, you have to go like this, okay? So, and you know, all the time you need to see your eyes, so that means it's going to be hardship for you, okay? Exactly, to show you how Allah, you do not understand that your hand to give your mouth, but can you imagine that your mouth in your hand, and your hand you understand behind your back? You are created, but things you understand is so difficult to function, but Allah has put it in a way that it's so easy and serves the purpose what you need it for in the most quickest and more proper way.
So in this context, how do we explain things like malformed people or things that would appear to be wrong or mistakes?
Like
somebody who's blind or somebody who is...
We're talking about the general mankind. When you're talking about mankind, we are not talking about one out of a million as a example. Okay? First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala capable to make somebody that has the eyes but they don't see, or that the eyes is closed, or the eyes is there but the vision is not working. Otherwise they think it's a stamp. Keep doing man, everybody see. Now Allah showing you that somebody could not see, and also give you the ability to be more grateful. I can be this person, you see, and also gave this blind person also the opportunity to be patient to get the greater reward. And how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the ability double in something else. All these things, you understand? Again, this is His kingdom. He do whatever way He wanted. But, is it mean because Allah could not make all of them seer? One out of a thousand or what? Maybe the ink finish. No. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able to do all things and can do it in a different way. Okay? And also to let you know that you as a human being, that you are not independent, that there is someone who can do what he wants, it's not what you want, okay? That there is someone who is in control, because man was all this and still denying Allah. Can you imagine if Allah gave everybody everything? So a man, it, with his own nature, is still rebellion. Can you imagine that if Allah gives him everything? So that we'll be in more trouble. Yes. Of course. It's true. This is true in everything. In everything. But basically, why? Because here it's talking about the mankind. Because the mankind is the only thing among all this creation, okay? The sun, the moon, and how Allah put the sun in a certain place. If you go down a little bit, everything be bought. Burn. If you go up a little bit, you understand that everything is freezing. But we're talking about mankind because he is the one that's been addressed by the Sharia. He is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, submit, and it's up to you to submit. But Allah said, may man be perished. Why? Because he is the one whom Allah gave him the mind, the understanding, and the ability to understand, and send messenger to him, and still after this, he found among them denying Allah. You see? So this is the reason we did not talk about Agrigina and Akshazin, you understand, and how Allah made the water and the both of them fit to make water, which is a man needed. Because all these things have submit to the will of Allah. But the one who didn't submit and is still fighting it is the mankind. As a result of this, Allah says, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ. May he be cursed, or maybe he killed or perished. What caused him to disbelieve? After Allah given him all the things, and now he doesn't want to pray, he doesn't want to have tawheed, you see? So the message came to who? To the man. Otherwise, everything submit to the will of Allah. Every day you found the sun rise according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for it. But who can say, I'm not going, I'm not making salah, you see? But the sun keep going every day, the moon every day, you see, everything doing what Allah commands him, it doesn't stop. So here Allah is talking about the man. Okay, although that Allah had enhanced him, made him to be the master of all these creatures. Okay, you controlling the horse, the cow, you can sit under the cow little and milk it, it doesn't tell you, no, why are you taking my milk? A little kid can go in the camel or ride a horse, you see, and the horse didn't tell him no. So Allah has subjected all this to the mankind, but it's still the mankind to be the one who's arrogant from Allah's creation. Did you ever see, you try to ride the horse and the horse tell you, no, don't ride me. Hey, I'm a horse. I'm a stronger than you. You know, back in the village, you found a little kid, you understand, have all the cows and all the sheep. Go, 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 and they go. You see? So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking here about the man? Because he, the one among Allah's creation that stubborn and denying Allah after all these things. After what? He said. And why? Why he disbelieve in Allah? So Allah say what? Let him think and reflect. From what he been created? What do you think you are? Huh? So Allah is saying to you, to mankind in general, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. Your problem is that you did not reflect and think about who you are. You think you're too big, you're too good. Huh? قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ. Be killed, man. Which man? The one who's denying Allah. The one who refusing Allah. The one who disobeying Allah, he doesn't want to do what Allah is saying. مَا أَكْفَرَ. What caused him to be kafir? You don't see the favor of Allah upon you? Ma akfara. What caused you to deny Allah? Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. For what? You think you're too good? Look and reflect from what you've been created. And after this, Allah came to say what? Min nutfatin khalaqahu faqaddara. You've been created from a semen. Okay, and usually anything comes out of the private parts, people look upon it to be what? Something filthy, dirty. So Allah is telling you, look at yourself. You originally came from where? And you came from what? This is what it is. This is your beginning. And look, where is your end? In the dirt. Is it? And it says this man, actually, that he feels that I'm too good, he say he came out of the private parts twice. Do you know this? The human being feels that he's too good. But he came out of the private part. He came twice. One, when the semen came out for to be his seed to start in this life. And when his mother gave birth to him, he came back again from a private part. So now when you think you're too good, oh, who you are talking to me? Get out of here. Don't talk to me. Okay, I am so and so. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ. Huh? What caused you to deny Allah? What make you feel that you're so good you could not prostrate before Allah and listen to Allah. You want to know who you are? Think about your creation. And فَقَدَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَ. It's from a semen, and that Allah created him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed him to be this and that. What else? ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ. And also his favor upon you, that he made your way to come out, is what? Easy. Okay? The mother delivered the baby. Otherwise, you'd be stuck inside, you could not come. But Allah made a way and made it easy for you to come. Okay? So what caused you to deny Allah, and what caused you to be ungrateful to Allah? Is there a reason? We don't have a reason. Yeah. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره. Now the journey continues to say ثم أماته فأقبره. أماته caused him to die. ثم means then. Verse number 21. If anybody got lost, how many? 6, 2, 15. No, I was counting the people who got lost. Alright. Summa means then. Are you there, Faisal?
Yes.
Where? No, where you are? Yes. Verse number 21.
Yes.
Okay, so you there? Okay. Summa means then. Arif, you sure is there? Okay. Verse number? Alhamdulillah, very good. Then, amatahu, he calls him to die. You think you're too good? Okay, I'm going to pick your soul. What you can do? Huh? What you can do? Can you stop? Yeah, you see, so what it caused you to deny Allah? What caused you to reject Allah? What caused you to turn away from Allah? ثم أماته. And after this also, فأقبره, put him in his grave, in the dirt. قبر, yes, قبرستان, what you call it. فأقبره, from قبر. قبر means grave. And in addition to all this, ثم إذا شاء أنشره. Then, when he wants, i.e. Allah, when he wills, شاء أنشره, he will resurrect him again. So everything is belong to Allah, everything by Allah. He caused you to come, he caused you to go. And he said also, he will cause you to die and put you in your grave. So something special about a human being in all the journey, not like anything else. A bird will fall dead, and what happened? Stay dead until a cat comes and pick it up and eat it, or a dog. But Allah made something even good for you, because you are a human being, that he made something called qabr for you, and give instruction about it. When this person die, not going to be like a dog or a cat or a bird, dig in the ground, cover him. You see, so you can find that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored a human being from A to Z, and made a preparation and make all things for him. But still, among the human being, those who deny Allah and rejecting Allah. Okay, you got it. All right. Any question? Any words? I guess somebody studied last week. I know that. I know some people they didn't study, but I don't want to expose some people. Is it right, Ari? Say it. Is it? I'm not going to say who. But, alhamdulillah, some people planning to go and study and get the whole thing in order. Any question? Oh, hold it, guys, we did not say what the Sheikh saying from his book, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. You want to go rush for dinner? Okay, we can read what the Sheikh said, inshallah, next class. In general, it will be something similar to what we talk about, but inshallah, remind me next week before we start the new verses, we go over what the Sheikh, inshallah, said in his book. Any question? Please. Okay, 1 second, please. First one. Either means when. Sha'a, will. Anshara. Sha'a here is referring to Allah. The first Sha'a refers to what? The human being. Remember? Yeah. So because the one who caused the Nushur is Allah, resurrection. Thumma idha sha'a anshara. Then, when he wills, that means when Allah wills, he will what? Bring him out of his grave again. After Akbara will be what? Anshara. After Akbara put him in the grave, he will what? Anshara means Nushur. Alright, that means resurrected him, give him life and bring him back. Any question about the surah before we go to other questions? Did you study Samira? Say yes. Halfway, I know. But Amna, mashallah, she studied very well. Is it right? Did you study? Okay, Samira, did you study? I know, a little bit. Alright. Alright, my sister, what's your question now? Assertion of what?
Well, they're trying to, how to explain, they take the embryo and extract stuff from it to store diseases, and this is, the current thing, issues that go on in science.
Doing research with embryos.
But for pharma diseases, a lot of other diseases, they can cure. And so there's a big switch in the scientific group is saying that it's real great, and the other group is saying it's killing a few humans, and we as Muslims don't know which way to go. At least I don't know. That's what it is.
What are you doing, Maksud? The babies that deformed babies?
No.
Unknown.
Control the kind. Like, normally from fertility clinics where they will have an excess of embryos.
Babies that they are not complete.
Yes.
And they die, or they stay in the mother womb, or what?
Some non-viable. That means that they will not become babies. They will not be.
Deformed or not completed in creation.
They will not be born because they are artificially they're artificially they could be fertilized artificially.
Okay.
They need not be, but that's
they can take out from the male and they can freeze it, and at some point they can
taking a semen and egg and put it together in a certain degrees and temperature, you understand, to be like the mother and try to get something to make a baby. Okay, hold a second here. They take a semen, okay, which is, they have the freezer, whatever they have. They have an egg, alright? They take both of them and put them in something, okay?
Right.
And they put it in a certain, whatever that you call microwave or soups or anything to be almost like the mother womb, okay? For it to grow, okay? And after this, they freeze after both of them became together?
Yes.
Now, so that means they did not let it go continue. So put it now in another stage. Freeze it now. Okay? And after 2-3 years, she decides that now I'm ready for a baby, bring it back. And bring it back to where? To her stomach or in the... Hold it. How much do we know about Jannah? How much we know about hellfire? How much do we know about our deen? So we act as if we know everything about our deen, and this is the only thing holding us to worship Allah, right? We need to know what is what. Why we so worry about, let's say even we said, okay, it's not lawful or lawful, good or bad. What is going to add to our iman, or how far is going to take us to Jannah, or how going to keep us away from hellfire? Okay. I understand. First of all, I rather not to talk in things, okay, that is supposed to be for like the great big shots scholars talk about it, not me. I can sit and give my opinion, but I better know my position, you understand? So it's not going to hurt or harm me now if I give an answer or I didn't hear the answer, because it's not related to me immediately this second. Plus, I don't think, you understand, will be fair. In general, let's give you in general. Whatever means available which is halal for a person to find medicine and cure for something, he can find it, okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates illness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who also creates medicine. And our religion is say, tadawa wa ibadallah, seek cure for your illness, O slave servant of Allah. Indeed, Allah never creates a sickness unless He had made a cure for it. Some people get to know it and some they don't. So experiments, learning, studying, all these things is welcome in Islam.
Yeah,
But the issue here now is this kind of mentality, or do we have to do everything exactly according their way? This is like, I don't want to get into the subject, but I will tell you, Islam have no problem concerning a person seeking cure for their illness, and we have to search for cure, but we have to understand also that these things can be a cure for somebody, not a cure for the other. So the Muslims, they need first to learn about Allah, put their trust in Allah. This is comes number one, and inshallah this will be the position of the great big scholars to talk in things like this, because they take this to people like who've been studying for the last 60, 70 years. They understand, they get about 30, 40 scholars, and they give an issue like this, and everybody understand, and after this they come with a conclusion out of the same. So this is not for a local person in Colombia, like, or somebody in America, to be honest with you, I'm letting you know. But we shouldn't be scared, neither we should be jumping on everything done by the people, okay? Because we understand there is a serious objectionable in things like this, because this is almost like a form of adultery and fornication, all right? Taking people's semen and put it with people's eggs and freeze it and mixing things, all these things is very serious issue in Islam, okay? But if it comes about distracting or taking medicine from something, this is another issue. But everything has to be built on the proper way how to discover things. You understand what I mean? And you don't understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Is it halal for a Muslim to choose the kind of a baby, like a male or a female, and that's in the book, so now we control, the doctor, they control what kind, like a man or a female or a male. We have the right to do that, or this is halal?
Do you think you can control it?
They do already.
No, I'm asking you, do you think they can control it?
They do it already.
They did what?
They control the... Like
okay.
A male or a male.
Okay.
And a lot of like something like succeed with.
What? Like what?
Like they get babies what they want, like male or female.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know that this was different from what Allah had decreed?
Yes, Allah.
No. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Don't rush and answer before you listen.
Okay.
Do you know that this is different from what Allah had willed to be?
No.
Okay. So, like I understand, this what you think that you choosing, okay? Okay, I need three girls and two boys with red eyes and green thoughts, and you understand with all the stuff. But how do you know is not, first of all, how do you know it will come alive? This is number one. How do you know that it's not going to come male but with some kind of a defect? But the main issue here, how do you know that this is not what Allah had intended for you to have, but you went through some means and you thinking that you control it? This is all what I'm saying, you understand? Discovery and all these things is fine, okay? But when a discovery is going to take the human being to feel that they are God, that I can do and change what Allah had decreed, this is the problem comes here. As for discovery and the study and things like this, Islam is not to understand, gain its knowledge and study and all these things. But the problem when you think that you became a God, that you can control and decide what is going to happen. Same thing like when they have this...
Is it halal or haram? Because I see it like forum, the TV, some chef, he said, it is halal, and a lot of people said, no, we can't do that.
So after the shoe. My name is Muhammad Adli. When my mother gave birth to me, my father didn't say his name is Sheikh Muhammad. He named me Muhammad only. So,
like
I said, we need to nowadays learn how, what breaks my salah, what makes my salah right or right. We go to something, understand that is not helping us immediately, and we so worry about what is this and what is that. In the meantime, we found most of the Muslims, basic things they don't know about their deen, about their salah even, you understand? It's no problem, of course.
And we learn
listen what Allah is saying. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So Allah says, He's the one who caused you come out of your mother womb that you know nothing. Okay? This number one. And after this, he made the vision, the mind, the heart of you, that you may be grateful. So you can use this to learn. So he said, remember, when you came you don't know, but I am the one who made the vision for you and the hearing for you, that you may be, as a result of using this tool, be grateful to Allah. So if the discovery and research is going to take us in the end, that we're going to stand up and say Subhanaka, as he said in the Quran, those who reflect in the creation of the heaven and the earth, الذين يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فضل. So if the vision, the hearing, the thinking, the examining, the searching will take you in the end, that you will take up, go make wudu, make two rak'at and say glory be to Allah, use this so greatest that you glorify Allah, this is alhamdulillah. But if this discovery and this, oh man, now I can do it, this is me, I can do it, this is it, you see. But all these people say, I, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malak al-Maut comes, and you could not stop Malak al-Maut. So why we so worry about how many boys, how many girls? Can you do something about this so-called Malak al-Maut, or don't know how to come, and he will come in time, and take the most dearest person to you? I'm a great person, I'm the king, I'm the bridge. By the way, did anybody hear about the king that died today? Huh? And this other guy also, he died in Sudan, so look, these people need to put all this discovery and all the things to make the people work, so the great people not to die. But how they die? Allah said you're going to die. Why, if you're really in a challenge with Allah, why you don't to go and stop this? All what they're doing, going taking something which is already created by Allah, like the semen and the eggs and all the things, putting things together, and now you understand after experiments, you know about the temperature of the mother woman, now we try to do it like this. Do what? Can you create? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you understand? So we really want to start to think. He said, do you see the water which you drink? Are you the one who caused it to come from the sky? Or Allah is the one who makes it? أَفْرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّذِي تُورُونَ. So Allah keeps telling us, do you see this thing that you're utilizing? Are you the one who does it? So Allah, أنتم تخلقون إيش قال عن المني رأيتم